I agree.
Well, I wasn't specifically talking about any one person, but just from some. When the motion was at the PNB meeting, I think the motion to take it back to the PFW LSB was a motion that Dean Gatewood had actually presented or actually had written. That was the motion that the other person actually raised, one of the directors actually, that was the motion to take it back to the PFW LSB. So Jane would actually motion to take it back to have a motion to rescind or for PFW to look at it again, and I guess they did have get out the vote. So I know she did that. She's working, I think, to try to address within the PFW.
LaVon, can I ask you please to could you come off speakerphone, because it's really hard to hear.
Okay.
The echo is really interfering. Thank you.
Okay. I think it is. Hello.
Thank you.
Is that better?
Oh yeah.
No. You have an echo or some
terrible echo.
Yeah. It's like, wait a minute, what's going on here? Just a second.
Well, it was better, sort of.
Just a minute.
Uh-huh. Sometimes when the cell phone volume is up too high, there's an echo. That happens to mine.
Hello?
Sorry to interfere.
Is
yeah.
that better?
There's still an
echo. Is that better?
Is it better?
Wait, you know what? I'll have to get on my home phone. Just a second.
Can I talk? Oh, there you go.
Is that better?
It's a little better. Try it.
No.
Just speak. Let's see.
Let me just get on my home phone. Just a second. But, I can hear the echo myself.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I will get on my home phone. I can find the number. It's right here. Okay. Just a second. I'm going to skip the motion here.
Can I ask a question in between here?
Yes.
Does I know the illegal disqualification of votes is based in Robert's rules. Is that the bylaws that has the ballot handling procedures?
Which procedures are you talking about?
You know, chain of custody and all that, or where is that written?
I think we had it in regulations. I think we might have had it in regulations that some of the supervisors might have put out the first year. But I don't think it's in the bylaws, but I'm going to check.
That's such common procedure. I don't think it's in the bylaws, so I don't think there's any dispute about it. Unless you want to decide it's already.
Hello?
Yes, Lauren.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, that's better. Good. Patty just asked a question about the chain of custody. Was that mandated in Roberts or in the bylaws? And I said it's so common, it's probably
in
Roberts and everything else.
Yeah, I would think so.
Yeah,
okay, so I guess my thought process again was that without naming, well, I go on the thing in terms of Jane Gatewood. She was the one who had actually crafted the motion to take the issue of the election back to the PFW LSB. And then I guess one of the PNB directors actually did the motion, and that was the one that had gone back. But still, you know, we know that the, you know, I'm still getting an echo, but we know that there was the motion to rescind, that the motion was defeated. So there were people who voted to rescind. So my point is that in terms of what the election committee was to do, and is to craft the motion to say that, you know, the minority position is still not, we believe, is not resolved, and that the issue of security of the ballot was not maintained, and this is an issue that should be that we believe, and we're in support of the minority for the PNB
to address this and to, if, well, you're, there are a couple of things then to, call for a new election, and the other is to have a task force or have someone to look at to ascertain what the facts are and in support of a new election, which would still be in support of a new election.
Mm-hmm. All right, that sounds supportive.
Patty?
That takes us back to our first motion. Patty?
Well, I think that, you know, the election, bringing the straight up motion that, you know, that asks that we strongly recommend the PNB, they're at any time free to organize a task force or, send it back to some committee. They'll do whatever the hell they please once it shows up there. So, in a way, being gentle about it, I don't think I think something has to be done soon or it's too late. We had this problem with the BAI staff elections, which, you know, was brought forward in January and was never able to be dealt with again because there was no way to do it. And, as you know, if the directors sit another time in person and more meetings, it will be too late.
Yeah.
And I don't really know... I understand there's got to be a lot of background in this motion to convince people that it's improper.
Point of order.
Yes.
Boy, I'm getting frustrated like Richard.
Me too.
Yeah, we are.
Point of order. Go ahead, Ted.
I made a motion. We're not operating in a vacuum. I made a motion that we recommend to the PNB that they order a new election in Washington. I wish we would vote on that.
We're discussing that.
We don't have to get into a lengthy motion. They know what's going on. The people in Washington know what's going on. It can all be further extrapolated or expounded upon when they debate the motion. The bottom line is the real simple motion, and that's what I want us to vote on and call this meeting over.
Yeah.
Well, we have two motions, and we were still discussing it, you would like to bring it to a vote. I understand that, Ted, so I think we all would. Patty, do you think you're clear enough on it to bring it to a vote now?
I can read this motion.
Is it different from the one you just read?
Is it different from the one you read back a while ago?
I don't know. Let me, it's a one sentence.
I'm really confused with
I'm
that.
One sentence.
Let her read it.
Okay. Due to elections irregularities that violate Robert's rules, including illegal disqualification of votes and insecure ballot handling procedures, the PNB Elections Committee strongly recommends that the PNB requires the WPFW delegates to conduct a new election for the listener sponsor representative directors within 15 days.
That's good. And my question, point of information, do you want to include, as I believe LaVorne is suggesting, reference to the minority position?
I don't know if it's a minority position.
Can I just ask a question? You do know it's a minority position. I mean, you know that the people who voted against it, so they are the minority. So why can't we reference
them?
Well,
here there are community members and numerous other members asking the results of the election be thrown out because of unresolvable concerns. But
you know, it doesn't have to be the total. It's a minority on the PFW board, and I mean, I believe that's a fact that they would like the vote to be for another election to be held. See, I mean, you know, again, you know, I hear what Ted is saying. You know, we need to just cut down to the chase. But you know, I just want to state again, like I said, like Patty said, there have been irregularities in elections all through the point, you know, including the staff. And this is pretty egregious, to use a word, but that you know, that we're going to step in and order PFW to do a new election. Okay, we haven't stepped in and ordered the others. I think just we need to say that, you know, we're not stepping in to say, okay, you did wrong, so therefore we want you to do this. But we're doing it in support of the people who were wronged, and not just stepping in and say, you know, you do this. I mean, that's pretty autocratic. Although we know, we believe all of us that there were, I mean, there's the facts here. I mean, from Jane Gatewood, that there were irregularities, so that I think we do need to step up to it. But I don't think we need to step up in terms of, you know, of making this, you know, dictating to PFW when we haven't dictated to the others.
Information.
Mary Berg here.
LaVarne, I have a point of information. LaVarne, did you have a couple of words you wanted to add to what Patty
has said? Yeah, kind of like what, yes, right, kind of what Carolyn said. Well, that that was the thing, that the point that I made, and Patty said she didn't know that, but it has to be a fact that in support of a minority on the PFW board.
I'm for that.
Due to the election figure, in support, so we could use that in the first thing,
of the minority position.
Of the minority, what did they say?
Position. Sentiment. Yes. Position. Vote.
A position of the WPFW LSB delegates / or what?
You have to put all that.
LSB / delegates.
Listener sponsored.
No, this is everybody.
Delegates.
In support of the... in support of the minority position of the WPFW LSB / delegates, and due to election irregularities that violate Robert's rules, including illegal disqualification of votes and insecure ballot handling procedures, the PNB Election Committee strongly recommends that the PNB requires the PFW delegates to conduct a new election for the listener sponsor representative directors within 15 days.
That's fine. Are there any objections to that as Patty has read it? Can we pass that?
You got it written right, Patty.
Yeah, I can send it right to you.
I couldn't.
Thank you.
I can send
writing.
Well, hearing no objections, then, we will pass that as stated.
Very good.
And we'll go on now to the prior motion regarding a task force.
And that we already had worded, and I don't think anybody objected to it. So maybe we can just go right back to that.
But just point of clarification.
Don.
There's no such point.
Pardon me?
Don.
There is no such point.
I'll let the chair decide.
Point of opacity.
Point of order. Is there a point of order, Madam Chair? There is no such thing as a point of clarification. Am I correct?
Thank you for clarifying that, Ted.
Thank you.
All right.
Okay.
Point of obfuscation.
We're good at that, aren't we?
We'll hear yours next, Mary. We're not going to present to the PNB anything about a... task force.
No, that's correct.
No, only
that's
if
right.
That motion fails.
We're just
No, you're right. It does not go to the PNB. That is our internal motion.
That's
right.
An internal motion.
That's exactly.
Right.
Very good.
That's right.
The one we had. Oh, Patty, I hope you have that written because I have scribbled on here
so much. I have them both. If you want me to just one more time.
I want you to read the one where we had tweaked it and we agreed about... including but not limited to the five names, that one.
The
Elections Committee Elections Committee establish a working group including but not limited to Patty Hepley, Terry Goodman, Don White, Mary Berg, and Richard Phelps to ascertain the facts surrounding the WPFW delegates election for listener sponsor representative directors, and if warranted, to develop a proposal for PNB action on this matter to be presented to the PNB at the next special or regular meeting in March.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that was it. That's what I remember.
Okay, I have a comment.
Yes,
Don.
Yes,
Don White. I believe this motion... I'll withdraw. To me, this is somewhat moot, but I'll withdraw that. I'll go ahead with it. It's fine.
A point of information here to anyone who might know. Do we need to say that this motion is moot or dependent on the new election? or null and void. This motion will take effect only in the event that there is no new election at WPFW?
Only if our first motion to the PNB, only if our motion to the election committee's motion to the PNB requesting a new election is or fails or is turned down or
I wouldn't refer to the motion so much as the fact only if there, no new election is ordered within the next 15 days.
Patty, this is Patty?
Yes.
Yeah.
Perhaps, though, it might be that I may be able to get together with Terry and I don't know if anyone else, Don has a few moments, Mary, that we could actually maybe work up a few more points or arguments or listen to the audio and see if there was any more information there. And then, so it could stand in for, tomorrow if there was a time for some people to talk a little bit about it, then that could be brought in support of this next resolution as well. So,
Can I speak to that, Mary?
You don't want to make this motion dependent on the first. You want to have the task force and the original motion.
Well, it can just won't convene. If it doesn't need it, then it just won't happen. But if it needs to meet could tomorrow, then it could.
All right, that makes sense.
Okay, but we don't have to put any of that in there because
no.
The likelihood of our finding anything tomorrow that's so conclusive in the little short time is just really not very big.
Well, that's irrelevant. I mean, the question is put the language or not.
All I'm saying is that
doesn't have to be changed. We can vote on it
Vote on it, and it's not going to go to the PNB. We're not asking them about the task force. We're just going ahead with it.
That's ours.
Yeah.
Right.
All right. Any objections to that motion as stated?
Don,
hearing none.
Don saying something?
Passed, and...
Great.
Thank you very much.
So, Patty, you're going to send me that. That one passes.
I'm sending it to the whole
very
board.
Very hard workers. Thank you.
Hello, this Patty. This is Patty again.
Yes.
Okay, so this meeting will be brought. We have all these other motions. I don't know how much time we have on the committee, but I mean, it seems like we have all kinds of important things we have to ask. But would this be acceptable to be the first motion brought to the PMB tomorrow night from our committee?
That's a struggle you have to fight with the PNB.
I think that's the only one that's time sensitive, Patty. So perhaps I have no objections. If you want to do that.
Okay, if you could just send all the motions that pass that need PNB attention tomorrow, we'll just put this one first.
It's not a question of first.
No, this one doesn't
make
go to the
port.
PNB.
And this one, the task force does not go. The other
it
one
doesn't
goes.
Go.
No, but the ones that were before on the ones we passed in our committee, are those committee...
Yes, they go to the PNB. But it's not a question of first. If you're taking them, it's a report from you, and all of them are in the report, period. In other words, you don't need to prioritize them. You can put them in any order, and if you put them in reverse chronological order...
Well, except
the WPFW is fine. That'll be first. That's fine. No problem.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. No problem. All right. Thank you so much, people. The rest of the agenda then will automatically be taken up at our next meeting.
Right.
And I will have some questions about some of the items, but we're all square on that. Any last minute business, people? Do I hear a motion to adjourn, perhaps?
I move to adjourn.
Ah, bless you, Mary. <That's> your... All right, so we stand adjourned.
Thank you so much.
Good night, everyone.
Night, everybody. Get some sleep.
Thank you. Bye.